Hey, thanks for holding.
I can't help it.
It's all good. Thanks for holding. My name's Charlie. I'm the price director. And you're Katrina?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Cheryl.
Awesome. So you were speaking
we've been talking a little, so.
Yeah. I was going to say you were speaking to my colleague, Charles, about, you know, getting some help with first page placement on Google and promoting your business. What really intrigued you about that conversation?
Well, just the, hopefully that it would get him more hits with me having less effort in locating the people who are wanting his services. You know, because for me right now, that's been a real barrier, like, to be honest with you, because I've just not been having a lot of time to do, like, searching people out that are looking for particular jobs. I like it when they find me, and then they call me, and they already know what they want, rather than us going to them and trying to figure out what it is they want. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And so, question here, because I see some notes that he sent over to me. I see you have a Yelp page. Is that where most of your business is coming from, or do you have to, like, call out to people?
Some of our business comes from that.
Okay.
We have, and then my mother works, she's the director over Foursquare in our area.
Okay.
And because of that, there are lots of things that when her people that are her contractors that work for them cannot get to things, that she can give us at least a heads up that, okay, there's like four places here that something's got to give. But a lot of that's low income stuff, and it's not really like his forte. He's a craftsman. He's not a just run of the mill, slap it together kind of person.
Yeah.
And so and he's done a lot of really like historical restoration and things of the nature.
Wow.
As you can imagine, putting in a handrail doesn't really like
right.
You know,
doesn't pay the bill.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that does not. And so
yeah.
We've been relying on me a lot right now because I've been doing research things and doing community needs assessments for several counties. And so, but I get paid in lumps and so as I complete things. And so right now, because we're in the middle, like I said, of this stupid remodel at this house we bought, we're living in it as we're doing it. And so it is 24 hours a day of somewhat stress to, you know, make sure you're not going to injure yourself, to go to the bathroom during the middle of the night, things like that, because there may be, like I told him, insulation knee deep in the hallway. And you just didn't know that because you went to bed earlier.
Right. You got to make sure you're wearing your hard hat all the time.
That's always a good surprise to go down the flight of steps and find that you're 3 feet deep in loose insulation. That's always a surprise.
Yeah.
So and he's like, "Oh, sorry, babe. Sorry. I left that there. I was gonna work on it in the morning." I'm like,
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those things. And so we are trying to make it work. So.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I definitely hear the stress that's coming out from there. And when you mean stress, you mean stress as the remodel in your house and the lack of work that he's getting. Is that correct?
Because he's really trying. I'm trying to get him to finish this up while I've got consistent some sort of income. But like I said, mine's in spurts, like that you get paid in lumps. And so that gives us income that, you know, it's important to have income, of course, but that it's allowing him right now to work on my project more or less, because this is my, I bought the house, and I'm using him like slave labor. I hate to say it, but I am.
I understand. As long as you cook him dinner, you're good.
I'm allowing him to work until 10 p.m. every night.
There you go. You just got to feed him, and you're good.
Yes, I feed him, and I'm nice to him, and we're okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so my question then here is for him, because I know, like, sometimes you just get, like, the oddball jobs from your mom where, like you said, you know, just putting in a regular handrail isn't going to pay the bills, right? So what type of services would you want to target so that way we can put you on the first page of Google? So when somebody's searching for those specific keywords or services, you would pop up there.
Like any type of details, like trim work, crown molding, he loves to do those sorts of things. He paints, he does really well with that. But he's a very detailed, like, good carpenter. We just have never had the, I've never had the resources, and he's not had the resources to become a contractor. You like, he should pass the exam, no problem. But having the money in the bank to back all those sort of things is where our problem arrives. You know, and we could do a loan. There's like ways you can figure out how to make that work. But I would prefer not having as many employees as we really need right now to be able to just, you know, like focus on things that he can do either independently.
Okay.
Or that he can have a helper that is the helper he chooses, rather than that you have to have an interview and have, you know, like 10 people come in and you realize that not a single one of them know what they're talking about. And that they leave at noon to go get lunch and they don't come back. And that's very frustrating for him right now. It's like a point of like where he's like, I'm not even going to try to get another job going until we've got this done if I can't find somebody who's a better employee. And I'm like, okay, I've tried with the employees, but I'm sorry, like without insurance to offer his benefits and things like that, it's hard to secure good employees that way.
Yeah. I definitely hear you on that one. Would you guys need some help with that? Cause we can help you build an advertising or hiring. So people could message you.
I just need help in general. This is not, I was a personal trainer and then I did epidemiology. Like I went back to school and did my stuff for research.
Okay.
And so I'm really good at finding what it is I need to find and knowing who my target market probably is.
Mm-hmm.
But actually being in contact with them and being placed in front of them, I have a hard time with that because I don't have a particular service to offer. You see what I'm saying? When it's just me.
Yeah.
And so I have a hard time selling myself as him without sounding like a doting girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
You know, and that's not at all what I'm trying to be. But I mean, I know that there are certain jobs around here like that are, there have been some more high-end kind of like homes and things like that. He's done wonderful. He's got wonderful references from these people. And they're so happy with it that they word of mouth him to where we keep some business going no matter what.
Okay.
And so then, you know, it's just been hard to kind of keep everything rolling and have my own work that's very involved. You know what I'm saying? Because my work is very tedious. And so it requires a lot of concentration, actually. So,
absolutely.
You know, remodel going on inside your home where you work, that's a little, it's been a lot.
Gotcha. Okay. And so I understand where you're coming from there with all that. And my question is here, though, too, is I see that you guys have no website. Do you guys have a Facebook account at all where people can
not.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I'm
you
not.
Don't have...
Like I said, because we just... I would like to do a website. I've thought about that, and I'm decent at doing that, but I'm not so sure that I know how to keep everything updated and checked. Like, I need some automation in some things. You know what I'm saying? Like follow-up calls and, like, you know, like returning, like finding, you know, once the people hit on your site and then they call you and they're looking for you and they're wanting to get in touch with you and they're calling you all hours of the day, and if I'm doing my work, and he's doing something, you know, it's hard. And so I've been having a hard time with efficiency.
Okay.
Actually.
Gotcha.
And deciding which thing I need to pick first, you know, to like, should I go ahead and go and do these 5 jobs that are like 3-day jobs each and, you know, and then start on the remodels because these people want it, you know, done within 6 weeks or something. You know what I'm saying? That's hard for me. I don't really know what the industry standard is even in that and like how most people handle that. I don't know. And I don't know any really reliable or educated like people in his – I don't mean to say that like sounding rude, but like I just don't know anybody that I admire enough to ask counsel for it. Then you're like, oh, wow, you know what you're doing. I want to learn from you. I do not see that with very many people. And I don't want to model bad behavior, you know what I'm saying, or a bad business model when I'm like, well, yeah, you keep work, but no one's happy with it because you don't call them back and you don't communicate or you don't, you know what I'm saying? So I don't like to get bad reviews. I hate bad reviews on any.
Yeah. And that's what we do well here with our company is, you know, everybody, especially how big we are, we've been in this business for 18 years. We have like over 800 reviews on our Google page, but you know, some people just, you have people that aren't happy and they give a bad review. What we do, though, is we reach out to those people immediately and we try to make it right, right? So as long as you're consistently doing that, yeah, exactly. And as long as you're doing that, you're going to be good, right? The thing is, though, is
as long as
nobody knows.
Send you 60 change orders and get mad about it, that you have to charge them every time you do that.
Yes,
exactly. And I'm like, well, we have to buy other materials. I've got a bunch of tile here that I don't need. Do you need it? No, I don't need it either. So that was a loss for us, you know.
Yeah.
So, and you know, if you're not making them come up, you know, and because I don't like to make everybody feel like you're unprofessional or that you're incapable of handling your business flow. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
So I don't like to show up and be like, well, we're going to need a draw so that we can go buy, you know, I don't like to do that. And
right.
So that's really maybe a bad on my part. Maybe that's not the way you're supposed to go about it. But we've not lost a tremendous amount of money that way, but I do feel like that we lose a lot of time that way. And
I
don't like
happen,
that.
Though. Yeah, accidents do happen, but as long as you make them right, you know, in the long run, they'll pay off for you, right? So
exactly.
I said here, but it just seems like, you're getting business, but you're getting business from people that know who you are already, right? That's the word of mouth, right?
Exactly,
like,
and that they make a deal.
Yeah, exactly, right? And so the problem is that you don't have a website. So even if they do give you out to somebody, nobody can check your workout. Nobody can see who you guys are. Nobody
can't.
See anything about us or what services you offer, anything like that. Same thing with your Facebook.
Exactly.
Nobody can see those things, right? You guys aren't on Google, so we can see those things. So it's like you guys are like a diamond in a rough, and they're saying, hey, there's a rough over there. Go find the diamond, right? And then you're like, well, do I want to go look over there? You know? So,
you're like, I'm not sure if I can do that because I don't know if I have the hours in a day to, you know what I'm saying, to sustain it.
And it seems
we've had a mixed family, and, you know, so it's like he's got ex-wife and kids that are in, you know, another place, but that's where – he has to go see kids there, you know, and I understand that, but my kids are grown. And so they've got a whole other set of things on their plate, you know, that they're their stressors, like buying homes and cars and, you know, kids are like still playing T-ball. So.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, not so nice, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, either way.
My kids are almost 30. I've got a 28 and a 25
and his kids
19.
Are
so.
Okay.
Yeah,
two different stages right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very different stages.
Gotcha. So, but it sounds like you guys have really a lot on your plate, and it sounds like you have a lot on your plate where you just don't have the time and the resources to really put yourself on Google, continue to make updates with Facebook and the website, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And see, I would like to be able to streamline some of that, but I don't know how. You know, it's like that's not what I was trained in, and I'm sure I can learn it, but I would probably just feel efficient and like I know what I'm doing really about it and not be embarrassed when people go to a website and it looks like you designed it in 1999 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel inadequate that way a little bit. And so I'm embarrassed of my, I've got skills, but not, those are not my strong points, you know?
Yeah. Like you say, you're a personal trainer. You've mastered other things, right? That you know, this isn't the forte that you really went out to, right? And there's other people that can do
no,
that.
Not as a career. But this is definitely my mainstay in reality because, you know, if this can be consistent, this can be ongoing, and it's not going to matter how old I get, I'll still be able to help do this.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
Personal training, you get to doing 3 or 4 sessions with somebody a day, and then you don't have anything left of yourself to be healthy with. So
that's true.
And like, I was classes and stuff like that. You teach 400-500 calorie burn classes a day, and you don't have a lot left. I mean, they're just like, oh, that gets you.
That is true. But the reason why we were actually calling you, because we do have that first page on Google that we are looking to fill. We do a lot of the things that you're struggling with. We do Facebook ads as well. We actually bundle it together. And then you don't have a website. So we could actually help you get that website up and running for you as well. My colleague Charles did tell me to give you a new in business credit. Usually we charge around $5.99 a month for this service just because it is a lot to handle, right? But he told me to give you the new business credit. So it would be $2.99 a month, and it's a month-to-month service. Now, there is a $99.
Not a contract.
It's month-to-month.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So if there is a $99 service fee just to set everything up for our programming. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that you're good with Google. We got to send out verification, and then we got to build that website for you and then your Facebook ads also, right?
Okay. Yes.
So, also, too, I want to let
you
know.
I think that's very reasonable. I think that that's a very reasonable, like, because, I mean, I know how much time this takes, you know, and I mean, you guys are probably more specialized and know what you're doing more than me, so it would probably take you less time than it takes me, because I have to look up how to do everything, and, like, when to do it, and, like, how frequently, and all that good stuff, so... If something was already kind of automating that a little bit for me, that would help me tremendously.
Yes, it's automated, and two, it even gets better for you. We actually set up a fully customized tracking system for you, so you'll get like credentials to log in, and you'll be able to check what kind of keywords you're listed for. You'll be able to check how many clicks you're getting from your Google and your Facebook, and then you'll also be able to check how many calls you're getting in on a month-to-month basis as well. Now, if you have any great ideas or you guys want to start targeting different services, we can change those keywords up so that way they fit what you guys are trying to target.
Now, I've been learning through what I'm doing right now that our homosexual population in Dannon County, particularly Blue Ridge, Georgia, is our probably our bread and butter, you know, to be honest with you. And because they tend to have more expendable income, for one thing, because they don't tend to have children in this area, particularly where we are. Mm-hmm. So they've either retired here or they're buying second homes here. And they love it here because it's beautiful and the climate and is nice and things like that. And so I want to cater to services that – Those are my people, actually. I mean, I get along well with them. Those were all of my friends growing up were gay males.
Gotcha.
And so I go right down the path with them. They're a little, it's for him, he's a little hetero, whatever. It doesn't matter for you. I'm like, they don't hit on you too hard, babe. They'll be okay. It'll be all right. I'll be there. It'll be okay. They're not going to eat you alive. You know? But he's like, Katrina. He says, I can't believe you do this to me all the time, and then they want to go out with me. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You are a kid, you know. But I'm not going to share you with them, you know. I'm just like, no, and so I'll get all over them. I work better with them than I do stodgy people, you know, that are kind of uptight. And, you know, I just feel more at home and at ease with myself in a company of people who maybe have a little bit of an alternative way of living.
Gotcha.
No.
So like, I definitely get you on that point. So what we can do is we can target that with the Facebook ads. We can target like certain cities. Mm-hmm. We can target certain zip codes. Mm-hmm. We can target like income levels. So we can target those things for you if you want to be in that city, and we can have that pushing out to that type of area for you guys as well. Okay.
Yeah, I would prefer to keep most of my business, if I can, in Fannin County. 30513, 30559, 30555, any of those zip codes or area codes, whatever they are, in the county that I'm remodeling this house in to go live in. You know, see, I've been in North Carolina, but I don't want to pay two states worth of income taxes every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to be able to keep the majority of my work in one state.
Okay. And which state is that?
Georgia, I believe.
Georgia.
My mom's in Cherokee County, North Carolina, you know, with all of her Foursquare stuff. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff, but she's got employees. And so if there's something, you know, out of the ordinary, maybe he could work on that, doing that to help her out occasionally, but not as an all the time, because that's a 50-minute drive from us. And I'm sorry, that's just too far, to do charity work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially,
And I don't mean that ugly. I don't at all, because I've been there, done that. But I mean, I just know that that's not who my target audience is. That's not who I'm willing to work for.
Yeah, well, you know, everything's everything skyrocketed right now, right? So like to drive 50 yeah. minutes out and gas is high yeah. and then you know, you just put like, yeah. let's say a guardrail in and then
you
can drive 50
minutes
back.
The rear gear on your vehicle, it wears it out too fast.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying
so many miles
insurance.
On a vehicle that it has no value.
Exactly. Exactly, right? And this is the best thing about this is you'll be able to cherry pick those jobs. So you'll be getting calls in from, you know, what their services are. And if you're like, well, that's, you know, we don't really do that, you can kind of push that away and you can focus on the jobs you actually
yeah.
want to do, right?
Exactly. That would be fabulous because we have lots
yeah.
of, like, this county, I don't know if you know about where we live or anything. I'm sure you maybe don't, but it is a mecca for, from April to October. It is
okay.
jumping. You know, the rest
okay.
of the time of the year, we focus on the locals is what I would think. But
right.
during that time of the year, you've got April to October, we jump from 22,000 population to almost 35,000 population over the summer. That's a big,
wow.
that's a big influx of people that,
yeah,
yeah that services, like they break things, they need things. And I would like him to be more handyman-ish type work
okay.
and then doing his trim work, the things he enjoys. He likes to do, you know, details, intricate kind of thing. But he
yeah.
does not like to do handrails.
yeah. Yeah. No, we would definitely have him based off of the job that he would like to do. So if he's liking to do like very crafty work, we can target that, those key phrases for the services that you offer. Like you say, he likes to do the trim work and stuff like that. So we can put that
yeah,
on
he
there.
He likes to do details and specialized.
Yeah, so we can,
you know, like tech project kind of thing.
Yeah, so we can have that on there for you guys. So like I said, when somebody is searching those things in your area, we'll be able to,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to populate on that first page of Google. So that way people can call you directly
okay.
instead of you having to like either, you know, wait for your mom to give you calls or you have to go find the leads for yourself too.
Yeah, right.
And
go
also,
looking through things and finding out who needs stuff.
Yes, and also too, I do want to say this because I know you did bring this up and this is kind of an issue for you guys is the hiring process. Like you guys are trying to find qualified
mm-hmm.
people. We can help you. We can
yes.
run out some advertisements for you on Facebook and we can
mm-hmm.
try to find
okay.
quality people for you guys. So we can put on there, you know,
yeah.
my tech team is really good at doing that. Yeah, my
yeah.
tech team is really good at doing that. So we can really find somebody that maybe has some experience, but you know, the downfall,
mm-hmm.
like you said, is you guys don't have like the insurance and benefits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we got to find kind of like that sweet spot where we can grab somebody that's really
exactly.
efficient and reliable, but that's willing
yeah.
to, you know, grow with you guys as well.
Exactly. I know that this sounds crazy, or that is, I hate to say this, that is a felon. I know, I don't mind, he doesn't mind employing people that have had scattered backgrounds, you know?
Yeah.
And because you've got to be able to overcome that in order to overcome that, you know? And
that's
so
beautiful.
Some
yeah.
of our guys, like I said, they have moved into more like factory or dependable kind of jobs that were good employees and they were good, but they just needed more like benefit from it and
gotcha.
Than just a weekly paycheck, you know? And
yeah.
so the ones that we've lost have been like goodies. You know, like that, man, I wish that I could afford to keep you because, you know, they get the tax credit for one thing. And then for
yeah.
another thing, they get the, they get $100,000 worth of bonded insurance that comes
wow.
with them as part of a incentivized program. That's an incentive. I don't care what anybody says as a business that when somebody's already covered by $100,000 worth of liability insurance, just because they're a felon, if you do
mm-hmm.
the right paperwork to get it going, that's beneficial to me. I don't care
yeah.
what, if everybody thinks, you know, as long as they're not pedophiles or something like violent, I'm not going to oppose hiring
yeah.
people with criminal background either.
Yeah, everybody deserves a second chance, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great because, I mean, I actually admire you for that because there's a lot of people that won't even take that challenge on and that's really cool to hear that. So, like I said, we can work with you on that kind of stuff and get an advertisement out there for you that will allow you
yeah.
to get people to interact with it and then maybe call you. And my tech team is really good at, you know, giving you like the details of how they can do it. I just know that we can find you quality people.
Okay. Yeah. That's because, I mean, I, like I said, I'm willing to work with almost anybody and I'm very flexible. But I want dependability out of it. I don't want, you know, I can be flexible. And if you can only work in the evenings because you're working a job that gives you insurance during the day, that's fine with me as long as you consistently show up.
Right. In the evenings. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Katrina, you know, however your schedule is.
Yeah. Yeah. Katrina. Yeah. I definitely understand. What's your last name? Cause my colleague didn't get your last name. What's your last name?
Hey, I'm Davenport is still my legal last name. Yeah.
Okay. How do you spell that?
D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T.
Okay.
I sound like a soap opera.
And then what's a good email? So once we're done here, what's going to happen is, you know, this is a month-to-month service, so I'm sure with our conversation, you definitely see the advantage of taking this service on, so that way we can help you, right? I did tell you it is $299 a month with a $99 setup fee, so it's only $398 today. But I need an email address because after we go through payment, you're going to receive everything that we're going to do, and then you're going to receive your invoice as well. I do need to book a call with you tomorrow with my tech team. We're going to do what's called an onboarding. Okay. We're going to get all the information that you guys want that we kind of talked about today. I'm going to give them a brief overview, but they're going to go in real detail so that way they can fine point what you guys want to target, and then we're going to go after that, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
So what's your email?
The email is remarkableworks, remarkableworks, 2021.
Okay, hold on.
And I may change that eventually, but that's just what we've been using.
Okay. And works with an S on the end?
It's just remarkable work. Just like
work.
R-E-M. Okay, yeah.
Okay. And then that was 21. Is that what you said for the numbers?
2021. 20. The number.
Okay. And then that's
remarkable work 2021. Yes.
Remarkable work. Gotcha. Okay, and then you guys have obviously, you're right up, on the border. Now you guys, you have three states right around you, huh?
That's what I'm saying. We've got Tennessee, North Carolina. We literally, like, to run across, if we were to take a duck sprint 100 yards, you know, north, I'd be in Tennessee.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
For real.
That is
Yeah, it is. And then you jump across the state line, and there you are in North Carolina. There's a road that you travel to get to our house that you go through three states on.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
But that makes it difficult for tax purposes.
Yes.
To be honest on it, you know?
Yes.
Because you're like, no, I didn't do any work in Tennessee, I swear. But Tennessee doesn't have income tax, so it's good.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So what's the business address? So, you know, you're not going to be bringing people. Is this your address right now?
This is my residence right now, but this will eventually, we bought the other house that's behind me too, so that we can turn it into our offices and my art studio stuff, hopefully when I be able to get my things rolling the right way again. It's just an older house that's behind us, and we're going to remodel it so that we can use it for office and art studio.
Gotcha. And we can change the address later. Google needs to have an address on file, and then
it's 1310 Mineral Bluff Highway.
Okay. Mineral Bluff, is that what you said?
Yes. And we just got his driver's license renewed in Georgia yesterday, so that's all on his stuff now. My stuff still says North Carolina, but I've been staying here now consistently for 15 days, so I've got to do something about that quickly. Yeah. You'll get in trouble over your tags and your license and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that actually makes You reminded me. I had to get my tag. So thank you. Yeah. I got a letter. Yeah, I got to get my tag.
Over. Yeah, because North Carolina, like through Cherokee, like through the Indian tribal stuff, I've got my marijuana card, which is fine and dandy, gotcha. And as long as I've got my card. But in Georgia, everything is a big deal in Georgia. Everything is a big deal in Georgia. You'll go to prison for coughing and farting at the same time or something. You know, so you weren't supposed to do that. And they were going to put you in jail for 3 years for that. And you're like, no way, you're kidding me, right? No, they're not. And they will put you there. So it's been like one of those things. I don't want to give them any reason to pull me over for any reason.
Yeah, yeah. Hide your stash.
Yeah, I've got to go, oh, gosh, it stinks so bad in here. It smells like a skunk in my car. You know, but I just went to Cherokee. You know, I went to the doctor. That was like, that's what they gave me, I swear. And then they'll put you in jail for it here. But, yeah.
You got to be careful. That is hilarious. Okay, yeah. So just a quick question. So your zip code is 30559. That's correct, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. That is good.
He has a ticket that he has to pay for in the morning, and we have to go to court so we can see if we can get it reduced in the morning. So it will need to be probably in the afternoon. I don't know. I don't think that it'll overflow to after lunchtime. But if it does, we would need to rearrange, I guess, a little bit. But we'll tentatively go for an afternoon appointment if you've got one.
Yeah, so we are based on the West Coast, so we're 3 hours behind you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hell yeah.
So
awesome. I love
that. So if you want to do like a 7 p.m. exactly. So if you want to do like a 3 p.m. or something, we can do like 3 p.m. our time, and we would still have that for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I think that tomorrow, if we could go our time, like 3 o'clock here, we would be home from court, fed, and he could possibly be doing something about this stupid insulation that's in the hallway in the meantime.
Okay, yeah. So that's 3 p.m. your time, or you want to do 3 p.m.?
Well, by 3 p.m. my time, we should be out of, there would be no court. Surely to God, we'll be out of court on Friday before 3 o'clock.
Okay. So why don't we do that?
You never know. I don't really know.
Yeah. So why don't we, yeah, exactly, with court. You never know what could go wrong there, huh?
You never know. No.
Yeah. So why don't we do this?
He's at 9 in the morning. I'm fine. He doesn't call and fail.
Yeah. So why don't we do like 4 o'clock your time just to be safe, and that pushes it till 1 o'clock.
That sounds good to me.
That pushes us 1 o'clock my time, and then that would be that would give us enough room there. Okay.
Yes, and I will heads up you if something's weird or not going to be working for tomorrow afternoon. I would email you beforehand. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. I can definitely do that. So So the only thing I need from today is I just need to know how you're going to do payment. Are you going to do a credit card or debit card with us?
I'll do a debit card.
Debit card. Okay, and is it Master or Visa?
Well, that was easy. It is. Let me look at it. Hold on. I want to say it's MasterCard. Oh, I was a dummy. I bought, my car got broken into a few while back, and they stole my Louis Vuitton bag. They got me. My contents of my car were more valuable than my car. And so, needless to say, I bought more purses with my car insurance money than I didn't buy a car. I'm so shallow. I'm like, I know I really need my Louis bag back, damn it. You know? So, anyway, it's 5445.
What was that again?
7961. Okay, 5445.
Yes, what was was it MasterCard or Visa? Sorry.
Yes, MasterCard, yeah.
Okay, MasterCard.
And 7961. 3081, and then 1066. Nope, 0166. I said that wrong. Let me read it back one more time. I'm going to go straight through, okay? 5445-7961-3081-0166.
Okay. So I want to read it back to you as well. So it's 5445 7 6 7961 3081 0166.
Yes.
Okay. And then you get expiration date on that is
0726.
Okay, 0726. And then the security code on the back.
697.
697. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, so also too, okay. Katrina, we are very protective mm-hmm. with our customers and our clients. So we actually have mm-hmm. a security question that we have for you to access your account. So I have a verification deal that I have to go through with you as well. But we set up a security code for you so that way when somebody calls you from our company, you know it's us. We'll say, hey, Katrina, we're calling from Local Splash. We have some updates for you. For instance, mm-hmm. We have some updates for you for the website. What's your security? Mm-hmm. Your security question is mother's maiden name. What's the password? And then you would say that. If somebody's calling from us and they don't ask you that, that's not us.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very
so
good.
I got.
Can we use nickname? Can we use childhood nickname or something?
So we have mother's maiden name. Oh. We have pet first name, and then we have the city you were born in.
Let's use that. Let's use the pet's name because nobody knows that because my pet died.
Okay.
Yes. Godfrey.
And what? Okay, how do you spell that?
Godfrey.
Godfrey?
Yes, Godfrey. He was fabulous. He was a whore for cheese, but he was the most fabulous poodle in the whole wide world. Someone stole him.
Oh, no.
Yes, they stole him. They were so impressed with his tricks that they probably, no, I mean, I swear that they baited and hooked my little animal. Because he was so smart, he could find anything. He was so badass, and he could jump through the hula hoop, and he could walk on his back feet. He was fabulous.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Somebody also thought that, I guess. It really stinks, because he was only 6 pounds, but he was a stud poodle. He made me bank.
Wow. Did you do dog shows?
He made good little puppy. Well, I had not gotten a chance to really get started doing that with him, because I'd been using him like a little whore, bless his heart, for the past 2 years. Because he would get stud fee instead of pick of the litter, you know, and so that's what I went with each time. But he had the healthiest, best little smart puppies. And now I didn't get one of his last litters, and so mm-hmm. I'm having to wait, and I'll have a grandchild of his one day, but not really him.
But not him. That's always tough. No. Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Really, I was in love with him. Like, oh.
Yeah.
It was like losing a family member to me. It was really traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely understand.
Knowing that somebody stole him, especially, that they stole him. Like, they stopped the car when he was out going to pee-pee, and I'm like, no. And he gets in, and they picked him up, and they put him in the car, and then they're gone. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm trying to get in touch with Mark, and I'm trying to see if our camera will zoom in far enough so we can see their tag number. Nope.
Mm.
Nope. They stole my dog, bro.
I'm sorry.
That's
I am so sorry. But I do, it does, and people are very horrible for that as well. Like, I do not understand that. Yeah. But I do,
yeah, I don't
Katrina,
either. I'm like, well, if you could have knocked your dog up, yeah, we could have done it for cheap. You know, you could have had a puppy. Yeah. You couldn't sell my dog.
We could have given you one.
Exactly. So, I mean, give you one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I do have...
Please give you a heads up on when his mama is going to have one.
Right?
You know? I wasn't swap shopping her out, like, because I wouldn't let him do the same mommy dog. But he's a boy. He can do whatever he wants. So, you know, he didn't have to worry about his womb healing. I just didn't want them to, you know what I'm saying, puppy mill him, you know? But
yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm afraid that somebody's done to him.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody's known what a good little dog he was. His little pedigree was good, and
I'm sorry. But I do have
fabulous things in here.
Yeah, but I do have your payment ready here. I do have to do a voice verification, mm-hmm. like I said, for your safety and then for us as well. So before I process this payment, I'm going to walk you through is what we call a voice verification recording. The reason is because... I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is added for your protection to you that will be sent in writing mm-hmm. with an invoice after we're done here. So I'm going to walk you through this. Okay. If there's anything you don't understand or you didn't hear the question, just say, hey, Charlie, could you repeat that? And I'll repeat it or I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before processing this transaction. Sounds good?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, Katrina, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Remarkable Works.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Katrina Davenport, Project Manager.
Beautiful. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you act, that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not other companies. Pause. That was the question that the questionnaire that I asked you, your pet's name, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So we already set that up. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment will be the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which will be July 20th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th of each month with the amount of only $299. This will be a recurring payment, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support, and that number is 877-635-6225 to prevent charges. 635-6225. Okay.
Okay. All right.
To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact customer support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Awesome, Katrina. So I will say, Katrina, welcome to Local Splash. Mm-hmm. We are like a family here. I am going to send you an email. You're going to get an email with you're going to get a couple emails. You're going to get an email from Google Calendar. I'm going to set that up for 4 p.m. your time. You're going to get your invoice as well. And then I just need one more thing from you before we go, okay?
Okay. All right.
You're going to receive a terms and condition. Now, I need you to sign the terms and conditions so that way we can start this process of, like, getting everything going, okay? So is this a phone? Is this your personal cell phone? Or is this like
this is my personal cell phone, but he has one as well, and so you probably need to have that number too.
Okay, yeah, we can get that. We can definitely get that for you.
Most of the time you can get me, but he can't always hear his phone because he's places that it's noisy, and I can usually hear mine unless I've got it to turned off to not disturb while I'm doing something I can't concentrate on.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't do that often because I've got too many kids for that.
You got to stay up to date, right?
Okay. I got to get the kids.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. So you should have received a text message from us. Did you receive a text message from us?
It sounded like it.
Okay.
Let's see if I got a text message. Let's see.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. That one.
Click on that link that says my.localsplash.com terms. Let me know when you click on it.
I'm there.
Okay, so this is our terms and conditions.
It's got the business profile optimization and stuff, directory submissions.
Yes, so this is everything that we have here that we're going to be doing for you. I need you to go all the way down to the bottom, and there's a little checkbox that you have to click, and then you just type your name into the box. Yes, and then hit submit.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're done with that.
I'm done with that, and it's going to give me username and password.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So right there is we're going to set up the onboarding call. That's going to be like the page that you're going to go to for your tracking sheets that I told you that you're going to get. We're going to give you those credentials within 5 to 7 days after your onboarding call. So you'll probably get that next week sometime. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
And so my username and password will come up once we talk to you guys tomorrow afternoon. And sometime next week, I'll get all that to log on for the building the website and stuff, right?
Yes. So they'll be sending you that after your onboarding call tomorrow. They'll be sending you that in an email next week sometime because we have to build that for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Say hey, Mark. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, Mark just came in the door, so I was just – we're just going to have to inform him of what I've got him onto here, okay? But anyway, we will be with you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock, okay?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay, whichever.
4 o'clock your time. Yeah, just to be sure, because I know you guys got to go to court. So just to be sure,
I had that in my head, 3. Okay, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Katrina, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
No
okay?
problem.
You guys have a rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.